Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 12 days ago, President Trump signed into law the American Innovation Dollar Coin Act. This law calls for the issuance, beginning next year, of $4 coins per year over 14 years. The reverse side will honor specific innovations, innovators, or groups of innovators. The front of each coin in the series would depict a large Statue of Liberty. This is a theme for a U.S. Mint coin series that I submitted in a requested analysis to the U.S. Mint 2 months before the legislation was introduced in Congress, though I doubt my suggestion was the critical spark behind this law. Each coin will honor a different state, issued in the order in which they ratified the Constitution or were admitted to the Union, and then the District of Columbia and the 5 American territories. The Mint will also issue an additional coin this year with a reverse bearing a facsimile of George Washington's signature on the first U.S. patent issued in the year 1790. Preparations are underway. These coins will be struck by the U.S. Mint. The Mint's mission is to produce America's circulating coinage and to strike numismatic and bullion coins for collectors and investors. Unfortunately, the execution of this series will, once again, minimize U.S. government profits, which I have twice discussed with Mint officials. The first drawback is that these coins will not be put into circulation. They will only be offered to collectors at prices higher than face value. This limited availability and higher cost will sharply limit public awareness, interest, and demand for these coins. U.S. government officials already know they could retire the paper dollar bill and replace it with a circulating coin, as is now done in Canada, Great Britain, the Eurozone, Australia, and elsewhere. This action would increase the profits of the Treasury, as far fewer coins would be needed compared to paper dollars. Therefore, it'd make the most sense to retire paper dollars and issue these coins into circulation. Every coin saved would represent close to pure profit for the Mint. That's it for now. Come back Friday when I describe other missteps in this new coin series here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.